This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M-D, dictating independent medical evaluation on a patient named, I'll spell it O-N, as in Nancy, I-E-L, last name Jones. Date of injury, June 8, 2022. Date of this examination is today, March 5, 2025. This will read as follows, to whom it may concern. Mr. O'Neill Jones is a 44-year-old gentleman who was seen in this office for independent medical examination in the specialty of orthopedic surgery for injury that he describes having sustained on June 8, 2022 period. He is seen independently today in my office period. He has had ongoing complaints of low back pain with intermittent extension at times down his right leg to his calf. Period. He also has had some mild complaints of non-radiating neck pain following his injury. Period. The injury he describes is slipping down stairs coming off of an airplane in raining type weather. Period. He states that he slipped onto his buttocks and slipped down the stairs and had a temporary injury to his left index finger, which has subsequently healed entirely, period. He states that he has not worked since this injury, period. He has had a long employment as a mechanical engineer, period. This injury occurred in Japan. The period he was working for Omni Air. It's O-M-N-I, Omni Air, period. The paragraph, his past history is significant for elevated cholesterol levels. He has no other medical issues, period. Breath medications include medications for cholesterol, period. He has also taken a tramadol for pain relief and a lidoderm patch, as well as gabapentin for pain relief, period. New paragraph, extensive outside medical records have been reviewed in conjunction with this independent medical examination, period. This includes two MRI studies of the spine, period. He had an MRI study of the cervical spine on August 13, 2022, period. This MRI of the cervical spine is within normal limits, period. He has also had an MRI study of the lumbar spine, period. This MRI study shows no evidence of acute or chronic trauma, period. There is age-related mild degenerative arthritis of facet joints, L2 to L5, period. And there's no evidence of nerve root compression, period. New paragraph, other records are reviewed include extensive records from his orthopedic care at Resurgence Orthopedic Clinic under Dr. Ali, last name Mortazan, period. This gentleman has had several lumbar injections, including a nerve root ablation, a procedure which has not brought any lasting relief, period. Other records reviewed include records from Perimeter Orthopedics, where he was seen on June 12, 2023, period. Other records include physical therapy records as well as rehabilitation records from South Texas Rehabilitation Inc. Period. He has seen he has had a previous independent medical examination by Dr. Barrett, B-A-R-E-T-T, tea for his hand injury, which has a fully resolved period. Niparafam, his past, his history following the injury indicates a visit to an emergency room doctor who felt this patient may have had an age indeterminate or chronic mild T11 compression fracture. Compression injury to the protuberable body. However, this has not been substantiated in other records. Social history. This president, this gentleman states that he has not been able to return to work. He states that he has pain essentially all the time, including with any prolonged sitting activities. He denies any injury prior to this work incident of June 8, 2022. He denies other medical conditions. Social history. This gentleman states that he's a non-smoker and non-drinker. New paragraph on examination today. This gentleman is in no acute distress. He is approximately 6 feet and 310 pounds. His gait is slow but normal. On examination of the lumbar spine, he shows exquisite subjective complaints of tenderness with light pressure over the subcutaneous tissue of the paralumbar muscles. He complains of extreme extreme and bizarre non-physiologic back pain with simple attempts to flex his knees while in the prone position. He has a negative straight leg raising test while in the sitting position. However, in the supine position, he complains of significant back pain at 30 degrees elevation on both the left and the right side. This gentleman has significant complaints of back pain subjectively with mild forward flexion. Deep tendon reflexes of his knees and ankles are normal and symmetric. Graded muscle strength testing in the lower extremities is normal. There's no signs of muscular atrophy in the left or the right lower extremity. There are no signs of muscular atrophy. Sensation is intact. New paragraph. With respect to the cervical spine, there is 4-inch motion. Some subjective complaints of tenderness over the paracervical muscles. There are no restrictions of range of motion of the cervical spine. Detent reflexes in the upper extremities are normal. This includes the biceps, triceps, and triceps. Grip strength is normal bilateral. There's no signs of muscular atrophy in the left or the right upper extremities. Graded muscle strength testing of the shoulders on the left or right side are normal. New paragraph. Additional note is made on the examination that this gentleman has complaints of back pain with minor pelvic rotation on a non-physiologic basis. New paragraph. Questions to be resolved. Number one, a detailed review of the records and the history has been documented as above. There is no clear history of physical injury prior to his employment period. There is a single notation of a possible possible chronic compression of the T11 vertebra made by the emergency room physician that has not been documented elsewhere. Period. This would not have had any limitation or physical restriction as a result. Period. New paragraph number two. The conditions complained of by Mr. Jones include moderate low back pain, extending at times into his right calf, as well as mild neck pain that is not radiating. Period. New paragraph new paragraph next number. The diagnosis on this gentleman is a malingering patient. Period. There are no objective evidence to support this gentleman's subjective complaints. Period. Next number. It is my firm and definite opinion that the subjective complaints this gentleman has at this time is a result of extreme symptom magnification, and the physical examination that clearly indicates that this gentleman is malingering. Period. New paragraph. Next number. This gentleman has not been prevented from engaging in his usual and customary employment, other than a maximum of 3 weeks for a minor contusion of to his buttock and low back area from his fall. Period. A new paragraph. This gentleman can return to light work as well as medium work and heavy work overseas without restrictions. Period. New paragraph. It is again specifically noted that there are no limitations on this gentleman's work activities. Period. New paragraph. Next number. There are no work limitations regarding any pre-existing condition this gentleman may have had. Period. Next number. There are no conditions or injuries that this gentleman describes having occurred subsequent to this injury that could possibly have contributed to his current complaints. Period. New paragraph. Next number. The optimal treatment program for this gentleman is complete cessation of all medical care related to his complaints of neck and back pain, as this gentleman is has been determined to be malingering. Period. Paragraph next number. The treatment to date has not been reasonable or necessary, as this gentleman has been determined to be malingering. Period. New paragraph, next number. This gentleman has long ago reached maximum medical improvement. Period. It is this examiner's opinion that maximum medical improvement has been reached 3 weeks following his original injury. Period. New paragraph, next number. As noted above, the medical records and examination clearly indicate that this gentleman has extreme findings of intentional symptom magnification, and the examination clearly indicates this gentleman is malingering for purposes of secondary financial gain. Period. New paragraph. New paragraph. Thank you for allowing me to evaluate Mr. Jones. Period. If you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. Period. New paragraph. I declare that the information contained within this document was prepared by me and is the work product of the undersigned and is true to the best of my knowledge and information. New paragraph. Sincerely, Alexander N. Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M.D., Orthopedic Surgery. Next line, say, dictated, reviewed, and opinion verified. Thank you very much.